In this week's election, voting chaos was avoided, but enough problems emerged to start election officials thinking about possible improvements. There was widespread confusion over the use of provisional ballots and concerns about the accuracy of voter registration lists. And some people worry that the nation's decentralized election system makes matters worse. Here's NPR's Pam Fessler.
For the most part, election officials are pretty happy with the way things went on Tuesday. Reports of voting problems were scattered, and most importantly, there was a clear winner, albeit not until Wednesday. Doug Lewis, head of the Election Center, which represents election officials around the country, says balloting went well in spite of record turnout and intense public scrutiny.
Now, can we make some of these things better? I think we can.
So Lewis is pulling together a task force of election officials, similar to one he formed after the 2000 elections.
We're certainly going to have to look at the voter registration. All the allegations that were made by both sides slinging stuff at each other about whether or not that process was fair and legitimate, we need to look at and see if we can't figure out something.
He says there were big problems with third-party registration drives where voting forms were incorrectly filled out and sometimes never delivered. Some groups held on to completed forms for weeks and even months and then dumped them all at once on the laps of overworked election officials. There were also problems with absentee ballots. Thousands of Florida voters said they never got theirs. Others didn't get them on time. DeForest Sorries, head of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, was at the Miami-Dade County Election Office on Tuesday afternoon.
And probably 10,000 absentee ballots were delivered on that day. Who would have ever expected that many absentee ballots to be delivered? If Florida had been close enough for Miami's absentee ballots to make the difference, we would still be waiting to find out who the president is.
He says his agency is starting to review how the voting went this week. It will take an especially close look at provisional ballots, how widely they were used, and how many are eventually counted. Those ballots were allowed this year for voters whose names could not be found on the registration rolls, but there was widespread confusion about how and when the provisional ballot should be used. Sorries says the EAC will also review the performance of electronic touchscreen machines and other voting equipment.
I don't think anyone suspects that we had such glitches that the outcome of the election was impacted by the glitches. And so in that sense, electronic voting did not become the hanging chad of 2004. But the larger picture is we still don't know what we don't know.
His agency is required to come up with national guidelines on voting equipment this summer, but those guidelines will only be voluntary. U.S. elections are largely run by state and local governments, and some people think that's part of the problem. International monitors with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe said yesterday that they saw a great disparity in how voting was conducted from one state to another. German monitor Rita Susmuth said the group will likely recommend that changes be made when it comes to such things as the voting rights of felons.
In one state, they have the right to vote. In another state, they don't have. And there, our recommendation is to have the same rules for each citizen.
Spencer Overton, a law professor at George Washington University, agrees that this election once again showed that a person's ability to vote and to have that vote count can depend on where they live.
In some areas, there are long lines. In some areas, it's pretty straightforward and easy to cast a ballot. In some precincts, there are challengers. In other areas, those challengers aren't present.
He thinks it's time for the federal government to step in and insist on more uniformity, but Sorries, Lewis, and others think that's unlikely to happen anytime soon, especially since Tuesday's election went relatively well. For now, they say, states will be urged to make any improvements on their own. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.